Time now for the man, the myth, the legend, one of the leaders in the Super Contest Gold. RJ Bell is on the horn from pregame.com for his weekly Friday spot. RJ?
I tell you, Steve, it was a Houdini act coming out 3-2 last week. We had the Bills, obviously not even close. Had Washington, which wasn't super sharp, but I liked it. Kind of made a decision there. But luckily, we got there with the other three. So no losing weeks yet. 9 weeks in, zero loser, 65%. And Sunday, I'll be putting out all the picks on Twitter.
At RJ in Vegas. Very nice. All right, so last year there was a point in the season with the Browns. You put, like, the poison sign over the Browns' helmet. Are you ready to put the poison sign over the Bills, or can you actually justify taking the Bills plus 7 against the Jets?
I like the Bills.
Woo!
Now, I won't be playing it in the contest because it's 6.5. But here's a pretty wild stat. If you have a team that has below a 35% win percentage after week 4, so 0-1, you know, we're not going to overreact, but week 4 or later, actually, win percentage less than 35%, that's the Jets, right? Okay, favored by a TD or more, touchdown or more, only 43% against the spread, 54 winners, 70 losers, ATS. Makes sense. How could such a bad team be such a big favor? The assumption is they're playing someone horrible. Well, we know one of our basic premises is that teams are never as bad as they seem, the worst ones, and the good ones are never as good as they seem. By the way, another advantage concept. The total in this game, about 37, 36.5. Assuming 36.5, there hasn't been a lower NFL total since 2012. Now, why does that matter? Because if you're getting 7.5 points, each point is more valuable if there's less points expected to be scored. So that's kind of handicapping 101 stuff. If you're laying a big number, you don't want to do it in low totals. And if you're taking a big number, it's even better if there's a low total.
Did you guys discuss on the Dream Preview the difference between Sam Darnold and Josh McCown? I think people might find this fascinating because last year, McCown back to Petty was massive. Clearly, this time around, McCown must be a little bit of an upgrade from Darnold, right?
Yeah, good instincts there. Now, what's funny is if you just looked and said at the time of the announcement, next 24 hours, the line actually went down. It looked like the Jets got downgraded.
Yeah.
But there's other factors. It's not just the McCown. So in my opinion, and it's the strong consensus with the pros, is McCown to win this game is a better shot than Darnold, especially considering off of a 4-interception game, whatever confidence he had to go down, which is another factor, I think. Who knows about the injury, but I think it's a smart move, at least a week or two, to let Darnold catch his breath.
Off that big win against the Rams, I want to fade the Saints this week, now laying 5.5 at Cincy. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're with, I call my new name the duct tape on the shoe.
Oh, no.
Sharps. Because these are the guys, you know the names maybe, especially if you listen to the radio.
Sure.
But they haven't won with their approach for about 10 years, so they got to have those same shoes with duct tape.
Right.
And here's the rationale. It's the Bengals are in a great spot relative to the Saints. Saints, fifth road game in 7. Not a good road team to start with. A rare 1 o'clock Eastern start, which is out of their normal approach. And also, Bengals off a bye. Sounds great, right? Yeah, it is. But then there's another factor, which is the Bengals have won as many coin flip games, meaning games that could have went either way late, as any team in the NFL. If they had lost more of them than they won, this line would be more towards 7.
Right.
On the other hand, finally, turnovers, you know, Steve, are a key factor in winning, covering. Teams that are plus 4 in turnovers, and the Bengals were last game against Tampa Bay, teams plus 4 win and cover 96% of the time. In fact, the last 22 teams that were plus 4 covered the spread. The Bengals did not cover against Tampa. Why does that matter? It's like even if you have every advantage in the world, and typically you cover with those advantages, the fact the Bengals couldn't tells me there's deeper problems. The Bengals are overrated, in my opinion. so I can't play him.
I think I might have another duct tape special here. Tennessee plus 6.5 against New England. Uh-oh.
Well, listen, this is what's amazing. We always joke that Fezzik has a mansion and a yacht. Well, it's half true, right? He doesn't have a yacht. He has a mansion. But it's funny, he's gotten texts before, people or more on Twitter saying, hey, my boat's down in San Diego. Where's your yacht? Like, you know, they're loving it. And the fact of the matter is that he hits about 55%. That's the goal for a professional batter. If all you had done since Brady and Belichick won their first Super Bowl was say, you know, I like the cut of Tom Brady's jib. I think one day he might even marry a supermodel. I'm betting him and Belichick every freaking game, blind. You would have won about 60%. So Fezzik has a mansion because he hits 55. For 15 years, you would have hit 60 just betting the Pats. Does that mean you're going to bet him this week? No. But it means betting against them is trying to draw to an inside straight. So I get the rationale. You know, hey, it's a former... Belichick's his mentor. Maybe he doesn't want to beat him up. The line's only 6.5. It's not like he's going to, you know, not go over 28 or whatever. So, in general, I see the rationale of Tennessee, but I'm pretty much bet on Brady, Belichick, or pass in their games.
Best ATS team in the NFL, we're talking to RJ Bell from pregame.com, is Kansas City at 8-1. Do I step in front of the train thinking that, hey, it's a look-ahead spot against a crapola team in the Cardinals, and they're laying 16.5?
And it's a look-ahead of look-aheads, right? Because Mexico City at altitude is one of the games of the year against Kansas City, or Kansas City against the Rams. So really, it is a look-ahead. Let's give Brad Powers credit on this. He's a college guy, but he uncovered an NFL trend, blew my mind. Last six seasons, favorites of more than 11 points, so 11.5, 12, et cetera, are 68% against the spread. The favorite, 50 winners, 24 losers, two pushes. What's the rationale? It's because I've been saying for a long time, be afraid to lay the lumber, too much lumber in the NFL. Here's what I think, Steve. You can't be a great NFL team in the modern era, let's say last 6 years, without being able to pass super effectively on offense. Well, what do passing teams do? They pass. And I think the old school, they're going to take the air out of the ball late, shorten the game, run, maybe. But look at Kansas City. Is that the type of team with Mahomes that's going to run a bunch of the fourth quarter? They just keep pounding on, old school college style. You know, not even old school, just college style. So to me, I don't want to play the Chiefs because of the look ahead, but boy, I'm going to be so much more judicious with the big, big dogs. Now, just to be clear, dogs over a touchdown, up to 11 points, they do quite well. It's just when there's the total mismatches is where there used to be a lack of desire for margin for the big favorites. Now the favorites seem very happy to run it up.
This one seems way rich to me. The Bears have gotten a little fat and happy against some lousy teams of late. Detroit's in town, and the Lions are getting 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Square Chair is your brand, but sharp stuff here. One of our favorite things to do is compare the look-ahead line to the current line. Now, what's the look-ahead? It's a week early. So right now we're looking at this weekend's games. You can actually bet next weekend's games. Now, what changes between then and now is one set of games, right? If a team doesn't have a bye. Well, Bears look great against the Bills, covered, easy. Didn't have hardly any yards. If you look, the yards were almost non-existent. So it was a great win on the scoreboard, not so much statistically, but it looked good. On the other hand, Lions got beat by the Vikings. The look-ahead line in this game was 3.5. Bears favored at home. Now, 6.5. What the heck has changed that much? By the way, let's compare the Lions last week playing Minnesota in Minnesota. Lions were 5-point dogs. Now, 6.5 in Chicago? Are you telling me that Chicago is better than Minnesota? Nope. Value Bears.
Is it time to upgrade?
Value Lions.
Yeah, there you go. Lions are the play there. RJ Bell with us at RJ in Vegas, pregame.com, and of course 5 days a week at 3 o'clock. nationally on Straight Out of Vegas Fox Sports Radio. Is it time to upgrade the Jags just a little bit in the second half? Can Leonard Fournette save their season? Well, at least have them upgrade a half point a point.
Yeah. So, by the way, we're on Sirius now, Steve. Just got on Sirius 217. And I know a lot of people that have Sirius don't get up into the 200s, but if you do, check it out. In between, all commercials with Cofield, only commercials. So what's your take on this game? I mean, here's the thing. I think Fournette doesn't help him a ton on the field, to be honest, but I think there's a sense of a change, right? I used to shoot a lot of pool in high school, literally like 10 hours a week, right? My buddies, we had a table in my basement. We'd shoot, bet games, all the fun stuff in high school. And I was a pretty good shot. When I had a bad run, I would have my cue, and have a decent cue, you screw it together. I would break it, but unscrew it just one turn and then screw it back. And in my mind, that was like a reset.
Sure.
Right? And to me, and I think that's human nature, right? Let's start over. Is Jacksonville has a bye, right? And they're getting their guy back. I think it'd be pretty easy to say, hey, we're still in this thing. If we win this game, we're fine, potentially, right? So I think the psychology of Fournette is more important. Matty Holt, who is a longtime bookmaker, now he's in with his integrity company he started. He does the podcast. He loves the Jags here. I don't as much, but I certainly lean that way because I actually have a lot of faith in the Colts. I think it's a trending team. I mean, if you actually look at Andrew Luck, last 4 weeks, he's had 160 passes. He's been sacked one time. So this O-line of the Colts is playing really well.
Last one to hit. Let's get to the Rams and the Seahawks. What do you do here? Seahawks have had a season that I think a lot of people didn't expect, although they lost last week against L.A., and the Rams are coming off a loss. Can the Rams cover a number this big?
Did I tell you about my contest on ESPN New York with that Canty dude?
Fire away. Oh, no. Yeah, former NFL player with the Giants, and we was talking trash a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so we did a $5,000 charity bet.
Right.
And he's 3-0. He's playing the squarest freaking sides. He had the Patriots on Monday night against the Bills, right? Remember the pick six?
Pick six.
Yeah. So my pick in that contest was the one pick a week on ESPN New York is Seahawks plus the 10. And to me, here's a basic premise. You can't get rich. You can't win long term betting on the obviously good teams. Why? Because the guy who is the casual fan glancing at SportsCenter, he knows the Rams are mighty good. Who's he want? The Rams. Well, last six games, the Rams have only covered once. Who's the best team we've probably seen? Even though they didn't win a Super Bowl, let's say this century, the Patriots, right? Undefeated in 2007 and, lost in the Super Bowl. If you had bet them the nine last games of the season, they were 8-1 straight up, 1-8 against the spread. If you can't win with an undefeated regular season team that wins the first two rounds of the playoffs by betting them blind, if someone said, oh, Pats are going to go undefeated and make the Super Bowl, you'd be thinking, if I bet the Pats every week, I'd be in great shape. Not win them all, but 1-8, Steve. Vegas won't let you win with an obviously good team. That's one of the reasons I like the Seahawks. Another is teams are 8-0 or better than lose, like the Rams. They're 500 the next game, 8-8. So there's a real letdown after the undefeated season is lost. Also, the fires causing distraction for the Rams. Rams have played 4 out of 5 on the road off of the Saints track meet. And even the one home game was against Green Bay. Now look ahead to Mexico City against KC. I think Seahawks one of the better bets of the week if you get the 10.
All right, RJ. Good spot. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.